You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
New Zealand Music Week, and we just had one of our wonderful live days from Starling. How are you doing, Starling?
I'm doing really great. How are you doing?
Yeah, great, especially after that.
Oh, that was awesome.
Could you tell our audience members, maybe who haven't heard some of your music before or might not know you, a little bit about your maybe music and or at least Starling as a musical project?
Yeah, sure. I definitely grew up listening to a lot of folk music in the US, being a part of different folk jams, definitely a lot of like community music making. Mm-hmm. And I think that informs a lot of the songs that I play and a lot of the music that I make. Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot of folk roots. I play the guitar and the fiddle and the banjo.
Cool.
So definitely those types of instruments. Yeah, definitely grew up playing music around my dad as well, and he was a very folksy type of musician.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just all of those things sort of coming together and, yeah.
Cool.
Happening in the music. Lots of folk.
We were talking a little bit before your performance about coming to Aotearoa and seeing the different types of music that are here and how different the music scene is. But obviously, folk is still a part of Aotearoa music, but it's not like quite as, you know,
not the same,
big of a behemoth as it might be in the US.
Yeah.
Have you found that like a strange difference? Do you feel like that gives you a kind of distinction that you feel makes you, you know, understand your, like, feel your roots a bit more or something? I don't want to make you say I'm a proud American, but, you know, like...
Well, I would not say that I'm necessarily a proud American, but I do think there's something to be said for the roots of folk music in the U.S. Yeah, definitely not as much of a scene for that here, though I have been finding certain little niches that I can fit myself into, which has been beautiful, and has been wonderful to sort of find that comfort in folk music away from home.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's definitely been a different music scene here, and you don't necessarily find people just sort of picking up folk jams.
Yeah.
I've sort of tried to kick that off at the co-op at yours, so if anybody listening is interested in playing folk music, I'll do a little baby tiny plug.
Cool.
Come to Folk Jam. You'll find it on the Instagram posted. It's usually Fridays at 2 p.m.
And take off your timid Kiwi boots.
Try it. I mean, community music is the best, and we don't expect anybody to have any experience. But, it's been interesting. I haven't found really, like, groups that get together and do a lot of sort of, like, you know, just jamming together. a big jam. I'm used to, like, you know, circles of 20 guitar players just going around and jamming with one another. A couple fiddles, a couple guitars, a couple banjos. You get somebody on the cajon and everybody's just going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't feel like something that happens often here, or maybe I just haven't found it yet, or I haven't made it yet.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting difference.
Cool. And so you played three songs for us today. What can you tell us about those songs? How's your songwriting changed since you've maybe traveled as well, how's your songwriting changed since you first started writing music on the guitar?
I think it's changed a lot. I think in the very beginning, I think I put a lot of pressure on myself to make, you know, sort of a perfect song, which is kind of what I was talking about in that last song that I wrote about, you know, not putting pressure on yourself to make the perfect thing, and you can't get it perfect every time. So just trying to sort of ease up on yourself and let yourself write what you want to write.
Yeah.
I do find songwriting to be a good conduit for sort of like emotions that I'm going through. And so I'll use it often to sort of like process what is going on around me. So definitely I've been writing music since I've been here, talking about traveling, talking about being in New Zealand, the folks that I'm meeting, everything like so. And I've definitely sensed a change in my music from like a bit more somber of music to happier of music, which has really been an awesome shift.
Cool.
I think on the whole, sort of using music to process what is going on, and also using music to like communicate messages to people, like trying not to be mean to yourself, or, you know, this sort of thing. Yeah.
Cool. And then also, what would some of the like music that inspired you to create stuff be as well? Like, I'm sure there's obviously a lot of really big famous American acts that inspire a lot of people in Aotearoa as well. But also, did you see much like local music and stuff as well when you were in the States?
Yeah, there's definitely a strong local music scene. I'm from New Mexico, and so there's a great punk scene there. Obviously I don't play very much punk music, but I loved seeing all the shows there. Playing folk music with a bunch of friends, I think that is the biggest informant of my music.
Yeah.
I just say it over and over again, you know, that like community music circles, like that's been the big thing. And then I think in terms of like bigger artists that sort of inform my work, I listen to a lot of Adrienne Lenker.
Cool.
I love the way that she speaks. I love the way that she
Amazing.
Says her lyrics. I love that poeticism.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot of Hayley Hendrix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
Maple Glider, she's really wonderful.
Cool, cool.
That sort of thing. Yeah, I really like to listen to music, not only for sort of like the like musical aspects of it, mm-hmm. but also for the lyric aspects. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like those guys are really successful at that, and I aspire to get there.
Cool. And for making music like what you've performed for us today, do you have any intention to keep doing that and while you're here? Do you have, like, do you want to be pursuing that as like a solo thing, or do you, because you've got this community sort of sense behind you, do you intend to just keep it absolutely grassroots? You're like, you always want to just look for somewhere silly to go pick something up and have like the most earnest experience you can, or do you see yourself, you know, trying to do recording or, you know, gigs and things like that?
Yeah, right. I mean, I think no matter what I do, I want to keep it earnest. I really like that feeling of just sort of being able to play when I want to. Mm-hmm. And I do find sort of, I'm also an artist, like a visual artist. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's sort of similar where I don't want to co-opt my work into something that I'm like working on, and it loses that spark and that joy that really compels me to do it.
Yeah.
I also find it really difficult to write songs on a schedule. Mm-hmm. I've learned that this semester as I've been taking a songwriting course while I've been here. Oh my gosh, like when they tell me to write a song, I'm like suddenly like, no, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah,
and so, you know, creating it into a career, I think, is probably not something that I'm pursuing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've recorded a little bit with some friends back home.
Cool.
Definitely listen to my friend Aidan Brennan's music. I feature on a couple of tracks there. And I really enjoy doing that, and so I could see myself doing it again, but I definitely don't want to put too much pressure on myself to make that into something big that I'm doing, you know, for money or for things like that. I think there are other things that I'll pursue sort of in that realm. But
cool.
I'll continue with it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for performing. It was really, really cool to have you in the studio playing, and also lovely to have you in the booth just chatting about random shit with us as well.
Yeah.
Have you got any other kind of last words for the people of Otipoti?
Thanks for having me. It's been awesome. So excited to hang out more and make music.
Cool. Yay. Beautiful. That was Starling, and now we are going to get into some more tunes. This is one of...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.